Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The first of the three fall Jewish feasts teach us of creation and the coming of the Jewish Messiah. That's the headline. Steve Herzig comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And let me talk to you about the Jewish feast days. They are God-given and very special for the Jewish people, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Jimmy, and happy holidays to you, 5,781. That alone is something we can talk about, but yes, the fall feasts are extremely important. Rosh Hashanah kicks off the civil new year. It's significant. Jewish people are thinking about their past year, and then they'll be thinking about Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and, of course, Tabernacles. So, yes, this is a very important time on the Jewish calendar.
Well, let's do exactly what you have suggested. Tell us why we look at the new year for the Jewish people as 5781. Why not 2020.
In Judaism, talking about the Jewish scriptures, there are so many things that we're able to observe from them and then learn. 5,781 is the Jewish view of how old the earth is. When they go to worship on Rosh Hashanah, they will acknowledge that, yes, it's the year 5781. So Judaism, biblical Judaism, rabbinic Judaism, both teach that the earth is young. Secondly, shofars are involved, and the sounding of the shofar, which is a really important and significant biblical thing. You have the blowing of the shofar, which reminds the Jewish people, talks about a Messiah, a future Messiah. And wait a minute, we have to take inventory of our life because Messiah is soon coming. Again, that's an orthodox biblical view where liberal Jewish people will acknowledge just by their presence at a Rosh Hashanah service. There's this stress between the biblical and traditional Jewish teaching and the practice of Jewish people and their actual beliefs. It's a really interesting tension that, to me, has always been worth pursuing because it's worth a conversation, and Jewish people will talk about it.
Steve Herzig helping us to see what we learn from the first of the fall Jewish feast, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the Feast of Trumpets. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Jewish New Year is 5781, revealing that the Jews believe God created the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them some 5,781 years ago. On the same day of the Jewish New Year is the Feast of Trumpets, which speaks of the coming Messiah who will come the second time on a future Feast of Trumpets. That's Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...